Theater of the Mind. And here from Screen Sound Australia, the National Collection of Screen and Sound, is radio historian Bruce Leonard.
Thank you, Graham Linden, and hello again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Theatre of the Mind. Today we're to hear another great half-hour self-contained drama produced by Grace Gibson Productions, Dragnet. Dragnet began as a radio series on the American NBC network in the late 1940s. By the time it came to television in the early 1950s, it had already developed a strong following. The brainchild of Jack Webb, who not only wrote and produced the series, but also starred in both the radio and television versions as the deadpan, no-nonsense police officer, Sergeant Joe Friday, Dragnet is still regarded today as one of the all-time cult classics of its type. The Australian radio version of Dragnet was produced by Reg Johnston for Grace Gibson Productions in the early 1950s, long before anyone in Australia had ever heard of the American radio or TV series. Like so many Australian-produced radio dramas that had their origin in America, the Grace Gibson version of Dragnet was adapted from the American radio scripts. But I am reliably informed that Jack Webb's original scripts for the American radio version were really so well written that they required little, if any, change. Frank Waters played Sergeant Joe Friday in the Australian version, and as you will hear, delivered his lines in exactly the same monotone style as Jack Webb. His partner, Ben Romero, was played by Joe McCormick, and Howard Craven was heard in the all-important role as the narrator. The episode you are about to hear is entitled Undercover.
The story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Dragnet!
Dragnet, the documented drama of an actual crime. For the next 30 minutes, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case from official police files, from crime to punishment. From beginning to end, the story of Dragnet. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to homicide detail. A police officer is shot down on the front steps of his home. There's no apparent motive for the shooting. The assailant escapes in a blue sedan. Your job? Get him.
It was Sunday, May 23. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of homicide. My partner's Ben Romero. The boss is Thad Brown, chief of detectives. My name's Friday. I was off duty reporting back on an emergency call, and it was 5 minutes past 3 a.m. when I got to room 42. Homicide.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. How is he?
He's dead.
Oh? Went fast?
Died on the way to the hospital. Thad Brown wants to see us.
Right, let's go. How'd it happen, Ben?
Haven't heard all the details. Guy used a shotgun point blank. Fillmore didn't have a chance.
Doesn't look as though the chief's around.
He said it was urgent.
Okay, guess we better hang around. We'll wait inside, huh?
Right.
Sit down, Ben.
Thanks.
Can you bring me up to date, Ben?
Not much to tell. Fillmore was on the day watch working the robbery division. Left work at 6 o'clock last night and drove home.
Mm-hmm.
He had dinner and then he and his wife went to a show. I got home about 11:30 and went to bed.
Yeah?
About 1:30 this morning, the front doorbell rang and Fillmore answered it.
Mm.
His wife said she heard him open the door, then there was a gunshot.
So?
She ran to the front door in time to see a guy jump in a car and drive away. Fillmore was lying on the porch, chest ripped open.
You see the guy used a shotgun?
Yeah.
No other information on the car the guy used?
Blue sedan, that's all the wife could tell us. She didn't get the license number. Said it looked like a new model car.
Mm. No physical evidence?
Haven't found anything yet. Here's the boss.
Chief.
Hello there, Friday.
Romero, have you handed Friday all the dope?
Told him as much as I know.
Any idea what the guy's motive was?
He wanted Fillmore dead.
Some kind of a grudge?
Revenge.
Any leads?
Just one. Lynn White in intelligence came up with it. A guy by the name of Jake Carver.
Carver? Don't know.
He got out of Folsom 3 days ago. Served 7 years. Armed robbery.
Yeah?
Fillmore was the man that got Carver and put him away. We dug back into the files. And at the time he was sentenced, Carver swore up and down he'd get Fillmore when he got out. Hot-headed punk.
Where do we look for Carver?
Already checked where he's supposed to be staying. Not there. Here's a list of guys he used to run with before he went to Folsom.
Thanks.
Let's see, Joe.
Here. Ralph Danton, Ernie Travers, Jaime Flores.
Has Carver been seen around town since he got out?
Once, did we know him. He was in a bar out on Sunset Boulevard. Flores was with him.
How about Travers and Danton? They still around?
Let's see. Yeah, Travis went east 2 years ago. Danton's around, still runs with Flores. That's where you start.
Flores?
Yeah.
Okay. Any reason?
Two. Flores' sister used to go with Carver.
Yeah?
Flores owns a blue sedan.
A.M. We checked Jaime Flores' last known address. The old 76 hotel down on South Alameda. Flores had moved. His forwarding address was his mother's house, 1232 Alabama Street, out on Boyle Heights. His mother told us Jaime was living on County View Avenue in Highland Park. 4:30 a.m. We located the address.
Funny thing, Joe, this house doesn't have a garage. Wonder where Jaime keeps his car.
Yeah, not parked in the street.
Yeah, what do you want?
We're police officers. You Jaime Flores?
That's right.
Like to talk to you, Jaime.
Couldn't you leave it for now? It's late. We're in bed.
It's important.
Okay. What can I do for you?
We're looking for Jake Carver. You know where he is?
I wish I did. I'm through with that guy.
Why? What's the matter?
He borrowed my car day before yesterday. Said he'd only be gone a couple of hours. I'm still waiting.
You own a blue sedan, that right?
Yeah, 48 Chevy. Why, did he crack it up?
Couldn't tell you. You have any idea where we can look for Carver?
If I did, I'd be looking myself.
Do you know if Carver has a gun?
Why? Did that punk pull a job?
Does he have a gun?
It was in the trunk of the car. I use it on hunting trips.
What kind?
Shotgun.
A.M. We got out an old car's broadcast on Jake Carver containing a complete description of the car and its license number. Roadblocks were set up on all main roads leading out of the city and police details at the airports. All of the people whom Carver was known to run with before he was sent to Folsom Penitentiary were rounded up and brought in for questioning. While Captain Elliott from Homicide supervised the interrogation, Ben went across the street to check with the coroner at the morgue. I contacted Lee Jones at the crime lab. 6 a.m. Ben and I met in the chief of detectives at Brown's office.
The crime lab find out anything?
Single footprint, that's all. Lee Jones found it in one of the flower beds in front of Fillmore's home.
Does it tie in?
Well, that's size 10, Carver's size.
Yeah, that'll help.
Any indication Carver might still be in the city?
Nope. There was a good 3 hours between the time Fillmore was shot and the roadblocks went up.
What about Carver's pals, chief?
Well, the captain's report is that Flores is the only one to admit seeing him since he got out.
What about Flores' sister, Dorothy?
She lives out in Long Beach. Encinas and Burton are bringing her in now.
That guy Flores. Is the captain satisfied he's told everything he knows?
He's about ready to stake his oath on him. Flores doesn't seem to be too close to Carver. We've been checking. No record of any correspondence with him while he was in Folsom. Romero, how about that coroner's report?
Shotgun, close range. Hit him hard.
Those identification shots of Carver, they out yet?
Photocopy's still working on them. Turn out 2,000.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Brown speaking. Yeah. Yeah, Burton. Right. They got Dorothy Flores in the interrogation room. Romero, you and Friday talk to her. Tell Encinas and Burton to check in here. I've got another angle I want to start on.
Right. Here we go, Joe. He must be mad as a hatter. 3 days out of Folsom and he kills a cop.
Yeah, if it was him.
You got any other ideas?
You need more than a footprint. We got to find the gun, and we got to prove he used it.
Hi. You two gonna take over?
Yeah, Lloyd. You and Gil check into the chief's office.
Okay. You want the policewoman to stand by?
Fine.
Let's go, Gil. See you guys later.
Right.
Yeah, sure. You're Dorothy Flores?
Yeah.
You know why you're here?
Jake Carver. That's what they told me.
That's right. You know where he is?
No.
Have you seen Carver in the past 3 days?
Look, I don't want any part of the guy. He's nothing to me. Never was.
You used to go around with him, didn't you?
7 years ago, before he went to Folsom.
What happened to your eye, Miss Flores? Those bruises on your arm.
We had a party. I fell. Bumped myself.
Looks like a pretty new black eye. You have the party last night?
I told you. Jake's nothing to me. He's a crazy hothead. I don't want any part of him.
Was he around to see you last night?
I used to go with him, that's all. I don't care what happens to
him.
You
saw him last night?
I didn't.
Look, this is a murder rap, Miss Flores. You protect Carver and you know what it's going to cost. Ask for anything you want. You get what you order.
I didn't want to see him. He came to my room. Forced his way in. I didn't want any part of him.
When was this?
Early this morning.
What time?
Well, about 2 o'clock, maybe 10 after. He wanted money. Acted like a crazy man. Told him I didn't have any money. He slugged me. That's how I got the mouse.
What did he want the money for?
He said he got the cop who put him away. He had to get out of town. He took my purse. $48 in it.
Was he driving your brother's car?
Yeah. I didn't want any part of him. I got nothing to do with this.
Did he tell you where he was headed?
Mexico. He's got friends across the border. Tijuana.
Fine. Stay with her, Ben.
Right. And you can get a stenographer, too, will you?
Right.
Righty.
The Flores girl, Skipper. Carver saw her this morning, admitted shooting Fillmore. She says he's headed south for Tijuana.
Maybe he stopped off on the way.
What do you mean?
Drugstore in San Pedro just held up. Owner was shot and killed.
Any description?
No. But the guy was driving a blue sedan.
An immediate alert was teletyped to the coastal town south of Los Angeles in the vicinity of San Pedro. The San Diego police were alerted, as were the Mexican authorities in Tijuana and other designated points of entry along the California-Mexico border. 7:50 a.m. Ben and I, together with Lloyd Burton and Al Shambra of Homicide, drove down to San Pedro and checked in with Lieutenant Maxwell at the San Pedro Homicide.
What kind of a gun did the guy use, Lieutenant?
I checked the body. It looks like it could have been a .45.
No chance it might have been a shotgun?
No. Not that kind of wound.
Who saw the guy make his getaway?
My wife did. We live right across the street from the drugstore. Wife heard the shooting, ran to the window. She said it was a blue sedan.
She didn't see the license plate at all.
No. I got a look at the car before it disappeared, though. It looked like a Chevy to me.
And there's been no sign of it since the roadblocks went up?
Not yet. And it's pretty hard to understand.
Why, how do you mean?
Well, take a look at the map here.
Yeah.
Here's Palos Verdes and Clifton to the west. Roadblocks there.
Uh-huh.
And here's the roadblock to the north, just this side of Harbor City.
Mm-hmm.
Another one northeast near Wilmington, and this one here outside of Long Beach.
He had four roads to pick from.
And they're all blocked off.
No turnoff, no detours. All the roads are under patrol.
You think he got south beyond Long Beach before the roadblocks went up?
Not a chance.
Hard to figure.
He could be hiding out somewhere along the way.
Excuse me, man.
Jump.
Yep. This is Lieutenant Maxwell. He did. They were? Okay, be right there.
Anything?
They found the car off the coast highway. Blue Chevy sedan.
How about Carver?
Blood stains in the front seat. That's all they found.
You are listening to Dragnet. the step-by-step solution to an actual police case.
8:45 a.m. We found the blue Chevrolet sedan. It was lying overturned in a ditch just off a dead-end road on the edge of a grove of giant eucalyptus trees. Oil was still dripping from the crankcase. There were bloodstains on the upholstery in the front seat. In the glove compartment, we found two empty shotgun shells. Ben marked them with his initials for evidence and wrapped them in a handkerchief. The men fanned out and started a search of the general area. Ben and I took off on our own.
See if we can't pick up a trail in this eucalyptus grove here. Sure got me beat.
What's that?
The car all smashed up back there, blood all over. The guy must have been hurt. How'd he get so far from the car?
What makes you think he did get far?
Either that or he's hiding right under our nose. No sign of a trail through here.
Nothing. There's a clearing up ahead. Let's cut through this brush.
Okay.
Ben, come here.
Yeah?
Take a look. Trunk of this tree.
Brown smears on it. Blood?
Maybe. Look, higher up on the trunk, same thing. Say, wait a minute.
Up in the tree, can you see anything up there?
Oh, branches pretty thick. Trees go pretty high up, good 60 feet.
Come here, Joe.
Yeah?
Follow my hand, just over to the left where I'm pointing, you see?
Yeah.
Find cover, Ben.
You all right, Joe?
Yeah. Can you see him?
Yeah, up near the top.
Friday, what is it?
Stay off, Burton. Don't come in the clearing. He's up one of the trees.
Throw the gun down. Then come down yourself.
All right, Ben.
Hit him, Joe. He's falling.
Cover.
Shotgun's over there. How is he?
Still alive.
Long way down from up there. Big fool.
Let him worry. He was riding for one. We called an ambulance and had Jake Carver taken back to Los Angeles to the county hospital, the prison ward. We took the shotgun, the empty shells, and booked them as evidence with the property clerk. The wrecked blue sedan was impounded. Two counts of murder were filed against Carver with the district attorney. There was still one important piece of evidence missing. The .45 pistol used in the robbery and the murder of the San Pedro druggist. On August 30th, Jake Carver, fully recovered, was brought to trial for the shotgun murder of police officer Robert Fillmore. 10 days later, the jury found him guilty of first-degree murder. He was sentenced to a life term in Folsom Penitentiary. Knowing that we didn't have enough evidence to convict his client for the murder of the druggist, Carver's lawyer demanded immediate trial on the second charge. Wednesday, September 12th, 10 a.m. I was called to Chief of Detective Thad Brown's office.
Friday, sit down.
Thanks.
I've been talking with Captain Elliott about this Jake Carver thing.
They set the trial date yet?
Starts next Tuesday. They're bringing Carver down from Folsom tomorrow.
Tough luck. We're not going to convict him on that druggist rap.
We've got to get a conviction. He beat the death rap for killing Fillmore. If he gets over this one, that means he's still eligible for parole.
It's a good bet no jury will convict him unless we find that gun.
We've got just one out.
Well, what's that?
If we can get Carver to admit he killed that druggist.
Yeah, neat trick.
When you and Ben got him last May, did he see you at all? Do you think you have him recognize you?
I couldn't have gotten a very good look from where he was up in that tree. Ben did all the testifying at the trial. I don't think he'd know me. Why?
When they bring Carver down from Folsom tomorrow, they'll put him in the county jail while he's awaiting trial.
Yeah?
I discussed it earlier with Elliot. Well, you think we could plant you in the same cell with him, Friday? There's a chance he might talk if you play it right.
Oh, I don't know. He's no beginner.
Neither are you. Give Carver enough of the right bait at the right time, there's a chance he'll put his foot in it.
Maybe. Will you set it up with the county jail?
Yeah. And remember, he's a killer. Don't take any chances.
Suppose he gets wise.
We'll know you tried.
The following day at 2 p.m., I was booked at Central Jail as Joe Ramos, a robbery suspect. Ramos was the actual name of an Eastern thug whom we knew was not acquainted with Jake Carver. I was taken to a cell block on the 10th floor known as the High Power Tank, where prisoners charged with major crimes are held. During the day, the individual cells were left open and the prisoners were allowed to visit with one another. I was taken back and shown the cell I was assigned to. Jake Carver was already there. He was playing two-handed poker with another inmate on the lower bunk.
Well, here you are, Remus. This cell here. You can take the top bunk.
Yeah.
How many cards you want?
Make it two, Jake.
Hey. Move, will you? I want to get in my bunk.
Come on, make your bet.
Says a quarter.
Quarter? Raise your half.
I said I want to get in my bunk.
Go on, Sam. Play the game.
Okay, I'll see ya.
Maybe you didn't hear me, Sam. I said I wanted to get in my bunk.
I heard you, Mac. And I don't like shoving around. Like this.
All right. Now what's your complaint?
Didn't they tell you when you came through the door? They bury you in the hole for pulling anything in here.
Then as long as I'm in here with you, let's get it straight right now. Don't bother me. And while you're at it, keep your dumb pals out of here. Understand?
I don't think I do.
Yeah?
Chow time. Come on. Here it is. What are you doing down there, Dobbins?
Nothing. I always sit on the floor.
Get back to your cell. Chow.
Yeah. See you, Jack.
What's this junk they feed you?
Boiled beef, boiled potatoes. It's a habit with them here.
Yeah. Junk. Can you buy anything from outside?
Candy. Sometimes pie. Guy comes around in the morning. Who are you?
Joe Ramos.
Ramos? Chicago?
I've been there.
So have I. I'm Jake Carver, hiya.
Hi.
What are you up for?
Talk to me lawyer.
You got a smart mouth.
You got a big one. Take care of your own worries. I'll take care of mine.
I never had it so good. No witnesses, no evidence. They can't touch me.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Three days passed. By playing the part of the tough gunman from Chicago, I succeeded in getting close to Carver. Because of the close confinement, I was with him almost constantly, but he still refused to confide. In a roundabout way, I pressed him as much as I could for the answer without making him suspicious. No results. 8:55 p.m. Sunday. 2 days before the trial opened, Sam, Jake Carver, and I were playing blackjack in the aisle just outside our cell.
18. Play 19.
That's all for me.
Me too. I'm gonna hit the sack.
Just when I started killing.
Always crying.
Say, Ramos, seems to me I remember you. Haven't I seen you around the city hall?
Sure. I lived there.
All right, it's time. Lock up.
I don't know. Seems to me I remember you.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. I got a headache killing me.
Yeah? Let me crack your neck. That'll help it. Let me show you.
That's no good.
Turn around. Now, just relax. Let yourself go.
Uh-huh.
Get my hands here around the back of your neck. Relax, will you? Won't hurt you.
Yeah.
Got to be careful with this. You could break a guy's neck, you know.
Hey, take it easy, yeah?
What's the matter? Just relax. Now, let me get a better grip on your neck.
Oh, easy.
Now. All there is to it. How's that?
Yeah, not bad. Feels better already. See, that works okay.
Yeah. Say, I noticed you had a visitor today. One of the boys from the East?
No, a friend of mine out here. Just got in town and the coppers are trying to pin a killing on him.
Who is he?
Max Wesley, good man. They tried to say he pulled a job in San Pedro.
Pedro, huh? What kind of job?
Stick up. Drugstore. A couple of months ago.
Yeah? That's what they got me on, you know.
Funny. I think I'll get some shut-eye.
What about this job they're trying to hang on him, you tell you?
They'll remember. Guy who ran the store was shut up and think died. Max wasn't even in town when it happened.
It happened in May, last May?
Oh, I don't know. See you in the morning. Yeah.
They didn't have anything on, Max. How'd they let him go?
Not yet. He's out on bail.
Oh. I mean, no evidence on him, no gun?
Yeah, they got a gun. I think that's what Max said.
Where'd they find it, he say?
I don't know. Go to sleep, will you?
He mentioned anything about Pedro, the San Pedro Hills?
Yeah, maybe that's where they found it. I think Max said that.
It couldn't be. See, it wasn't the Harbor drugstore, was it?
Well, see you anyway. Go to sleep, will
you? Look, Ramos, will you listen a minute? I ditched the gun down there at the San Pedro Hills.
Oh, that's well, yeah. They don't send you up for hiding guns.
Listen, I'm hot on that job. They get me on one murder rap. If they tag me on another one, it kills my parole. I'm in there for keeps.
What do you want me to do? Talk to the governor.
Are you sure this guy, Max, said they found a gun?
Look, Copper, Max said they found a gun in the San Pedro Hills. Now, let's talk about it in the morning. I'm getting
What kind? Did he say what kind?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Was it a 45?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, a 45. Guess that was it, 45. Listen. Love that jailer barking.
All right, quiet down in there.
All right. Go to sleep now, will you?
Can't be. It's not the same one. They couldn't have found it. They haven't talked to me. Ramos. When did they find the gun? When?
I don't know.
And he didn't say where?
San Pedro Hills.
I gotta know. It wasn't by your culvert, was it? On the hill road?
I don't know. I'll ask Max. Next time I see him. That way you ditch yours?
They couldn't have found it. Nobody could have. It was this culvert back on that road. There was a piece of cement broken off the bottom edge of the culvert. Kind of a hollowed out space inside. I pushed the dirt around it. You gotta ask Max. Ask him where they found the gun.
Yeah, I'll see him Wednesday. I'll ask.
They gotta find out. They can put me away for good.
What are you worrying about? They haven't paid you up yet with the gun they found.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe they didn't figure it. Maybe they forgot.
Maybe.
Cops are dumb. They forget. That's what everybody says, ain't it?
That's what everybody says.
On September 18th, the trial of Jake Carver was held in Superior Court, Department 91, City and County of Los Angeles, State of California. In a moment, the results of that trial, but first, your announcer. The murder gun, a .45 caliber automatic pistol, was recovered from the San Pedro Hills, and Jacob John Carver was brought to trial. He was tried and convicted of murder in the first degree. The jury again refused to recommend the death penalty. Carver is now serving life term in the state penitentiary without possibility of parole. You have just heard Dragnet, authentic cases from official files. This is a Grace Gibson production, directed by Reg Johnston.
That episode of Dragnet came from the Grace Gibson Productions double CD release, Radio Classics Volumes 1 and 2. And we're most grateful to Grace Gibson Productions for allowing us to include Dragnet in our program today. This double CD set also includes episodes of Nightbeat, The Carter Brown Mysteries, Starlight Theatre, and two half-hour dramas from the Grace Gibson Heritage Collection. It's available now at just $29.95 through the Screen Sound Australia shop in Canberra. To order your copy, simply dial the Screen Sound Australia free call number 1-800-677-609, that's 1-800-677-609, and arrange to have it home delivered. Remember, it's called Radio Classics Volumes 1 and 2, and it's from Grace Gibson Productions, a great gift for Father's Day.